at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Emma Victory of the Chickasha FFA chapter in Oklahoma is American star in agricultural placement. Now, Emma, you've had quite a bit of experience in beef. Now, tell me a little bit about your supervised agricultural experience.
Right, so in my SAE, it's beef production placement, where I work for my family's cattle operation, where we primarily sell commercial bulls and replacement heifers for other producers to incorporate into their herds.
Now tell me a little bit about your responsibilities.
So my responsibilities have definitely changed since I started working for the farm. In the beginning, I was kind of in charge of more daily care needs, and now I'm able to perform more complex tasks on my own, such as working cattle by myself. I'm in charge of the reproductive side of things, making those management decisions, as well as all of the marketing that's done on the farm.
Now, the beef herd and the marketing, there's just so much to it. What's been your favorite part to now helping on the beef farm?
My favorite part is probably definitely the marketing, because I do have that little bit of creative passion. I like being able to go and take pictures and then being able to design them into sell flyers and different things as well.
Now tell me a little more about your marketing and how you do it and portray a consumer trust to what you do.
Right, so we definitely utilize that and we try to build that consumer trust, because we have started selling butcher steers by the half and by the quarter. So that's definitely a trust situation, and it's our job as producers to make sure that our consumers are informed about the product that we're producing. So we'll make a post on social media and inform our consumers of what we're doing, just so that they stay informed about our products.
Now, throughout your many years in your project, what have you learned since you first initially began on the beef farm?
So I've definitely learned that agriculture is something that I want to be involved in for the rest of my life. I've learned that specifically I want to be involved on the reproductive side of the cattle industry. I plan on going to school and going to vet school specifically and specializing in cattle reproduction. And that's something that I hope to bring home not only to my family's farm, but to producers in our area as well.
A lot of great things you're already doing in the beef industry. Do you want to continue to remain, and how?
Yes, I would like to remain in the beef industry. I've already started growing my own herd of commercial cattle, and I hope to move on to the seed stock side of the operation fairly quickly. So it's definitely something that I plan on continuing to do and growing my operation.
Now, being a part of the operation for so many years, you may have faced some challenges as well. What were those challenges and how did you overcome them?
So working for family is often something that's way easier said than done. It's not something that you get to necessarily leave at work. We talk about work at the dinner table, and that's something that's kind of hard to understand. It's a balance situation. You kind of have to learn how to balance work and your home life, but you don't really get to leave work when you go home. So it's something that's kind of tricky, and you definitely have to learn how to manage that.
As the time in the blue corduroy jacket may come to an end here soon, receiving your American FFA degree and becoming a star finalist, how does that feel?
It's something that's awesome. It's something that I've worked towards since the time I was a freshman in high school. So to finally feel all of that hard work pay off is something that's really special. There's probably going to be a few tears shed tonight, regardless of the outcome, but I'm definitely very excited.
Now, when you take yourself back to when you first initially joined, what would you say to you or younger members that are now starting their FFA journey?
You know, I would tell them to get involved and stay involved and find an area that they're passionate about and pursue it. And if you're passionate about something, then there's a higher chance that you'll go ahead and follow through with it. So that would be my advice to them.
Now, through this journey, you've done a lot of hard work and dedication yourself, but you've also had a support system. Who would you all like to thank that's led you to the point you're at today?
You know, my ag teachers, especially, they served as my second set of parents. They're a husband and a wife team, so that's something that's really cool and really special, as well as my parents and my little brother. They've been there and supported me throughout the whole journey as well.
That was Emma Victory of the Chickasha FFA chapter in Oklahoma, an American star in agricultural placement at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.